know, as fortune would have it, on the same day, Brian and I lost each other in this store. And when we walked out, we had the exact same shirt. And we couldn't believe that we had bought the same shirt. We were talking about how if you can't see the prices, the colors, the sizes that well, the first way you tell quality is by grabbing it and touching it. And this particular shirt that we had both bought was extremely soft. And it was in that moment that a light bulb went off.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani. I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. We have with us Bradford and Brian Manning from Two Blind Brothers, the creators of Ultra Soft Clothing, with the sole purpose to fund the cure for blindness. Welcome, Brian and Bradford.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We're excited to talk to you.
Could you talk about how and when you were diagnosed with the disease?
Sure. So this is Brad. I'm the older brother, the wiser, better looking brother.
Or he just jumps over top of me. One of the two.
because I'm five years older than Brian, I was diagnosed first. And that story basically started when I failed the kindergarten eye chart, which started this, you know, 2-year hunt to try to figure out what had happened to my eyesight. And after lots of doctors and misdiagnoses, I was in a particular specialist's office and he did a test and he came back in and he told my mother and myself that I had Stargardt's disease. And Stargardt's disease, it's a juvenile form of macular degeneration where you lose your center vision over time. You keep a decent amount of your peripheral vision usually. And at that time, it was really rough news for my mother. You know, she didn't know what it meant. The doctor said there's no cure and we don't know how quickly or how dramatically, you know, I would lose my eyesight. And, you know, the only saving grace was when we got back in the car, my mom said, enough of this, it's time to party. And she took me to Friendly's Ice Cream. I got a giant sundae, and then we went to Blockbuster and I got the movie Air Bud, which was the dog that can shoot 3-pointers and won a high school basketball game. And I remember sitting there thinking that this was one of the best days of my whole life.
What an awesome mom you have. And what about you, Brian? So you probably got it just around the same age?
Yes, I was diagnosed basically at the same age. I had a significantly shorter diagnosis process because they had an idea of what they were looking for. And 5 years later, you know, medicine had come along a little ways. And I also went to Friendly's, but I got Air Bud 2 Golden Receiver. It's a dual threat dog. And it was a great day all around.
So are you both considered legally blind now?
Yeah, so legal blindness starts at a vision acuity of 20/200, and sort of typical vision is around 20/20. So Brian and I's vision is between 20/200 and 20/400, depending on the day and depending on the eye.
How many Americans are affected by this disease, the juvenile version and the macular degeneration?
So there are 11 million Americans who suffer from retinal eye disease. And as you pointed out, macular degeneration is the most commonly affliction. And for Brad and I's disease, Stargardt's, it's about 1 in 10,000 people suffer from Stargardt's.
How did you think about starting the brand? What was your background? Were you in fashion? Were you in the retail space? Who came up with the idea?
No, not at all. Brian and I were about as far from a charitable online fashion clothing brand as possible. I was working in business development for a small investment firm. Brian was doing sales for a data company. And one day we were both in New York shopping at a Bloomingdale's and, you know, we had been talking recently about some of the medical advancements that have been made. For example, there was a kid named Yannick Douay. This is back in the early 2000s, who was treated with an experimental gene therapy that ended up being developed by a company called Spark Therapeutics. But this kid had a rare condition called LCA, where he was blind, and this gene therapy actually reversed his condition. And that, and we were just talking about how exciting that was. And, you know, as fortune would have it, on the same day, Brian and I lost each other in this store. And when we walked out, we had the exact same shirt. And we couldn't believe that we had bought the same shirt. We were talking about how, if you can't see the prices, the colors, the sizes that well, the first way you tell quality is by grabbing it and touching it. And this particular shirt that we had both bought was extremely soft. And it was in that moment that a light bulb went off. What if this could be our project? What if we could focus on making the softest shirts in the entire world, with a vigilance to comfort and sense of touch, and use it as a vehicle to give back by giving 100% of the profits back to preclinical research to help try to find that next cure, like the one that Yannick benefited from. And that's when we decided to launch our brand, Two Blind Brothers.
So what makes your t-shirt extra soft?
Oh, it all comes down to the fabric. We have the single most beautiful, most luxurious, most fantastic fabric on the planet. It's like holding magic in your hands every time you touch it.
So if I can interrupt you both for a second, I wanted to share something that happened with me last week. I went for a routine eye checkup to my doctor, and I happened to mention to him, hey, I'm really excited. I'm going to be talking to these two brothers who make the t-shirts, which hope to help fund find the cure for blindness. And he said, are the t-shirts soft? And I said, yes. So that was kind of an exciting moment for me when I found somebody who could connect and relate to you.
Oh, that feels so good. Thank you so much for sharing that, because we put all of the love, energy, passion, our whole team here basically just lives and dies by this idea of we are making the most beautiful, luxurious, soft, comfortable, fantastic product that we possibly can. And, you know, you put your whole self into it and you think it's going to be amazing, and you know in your heart that it's amazing, but it's so wonderful to hear positive feedback. It makes my day still.
What is so different about just a very soft t-shirt? You have some Braille embossed to tell the people the color and other features of the t-shirt.
Yeah, so basically, you know, Brian and I got pulled out of school in middle school to learn Braille. And, growing up, it was kind of like, you know, a unique skill that we shared together. We didn't know anyone else who knew Braille or was learning Braille. And, luckily we have some vision, and so generally we either use text to speech or we use large print. But when we started the brand, it was a chance for us to pull Braille back into the design. And, you know, part of it is it really serves two purposes for us. One is, you know, we're sick of these logos that people just put in the middle of their shirts that really have no meaning. And for us, Braille was always a secret message. It was a way for us to connect. You know, when we incorporated into the design, it was a nod to our experience and to the visually impaired and blind community. But also, it's functional. You know, if you can't see, you can grab that shirt and you'll know what color you're wearing. And for somebody that normally has to take out a phone to get it to tell it to try to describe the color, or to get a friend to tell them what, or family member to tell them what color they're wearing, or to try to label it themselves in some way, this was our way to make it easy and make it a part of the design as well.
So as a sighted person, you know, we are fortunate enough to not even think about these very rudimentary things. Like, I want a black shirt, I just go to my closet and pick it up. And for me, it was eye-opening when I saw your website on my mobile device, and you have a small eye on the left-hand corner where a sighted person can touch and sort of experience, not completely, a little bit of what your vision
what your site looks like. How did you come up with
that? You know, it's so funny because that is usually, if not the first, one of the first five questions somebody asks you when you have bad eyesight. It always is, oh, can you tell me about that? You know, how do you actually see, and can you see me? Because vanity always slips in somewhere. But we wanted to put a little something on our website so that we could give a nod to people to say, hey, if you want to have an idea, click on this button, to just give that impression, give that little bit of understanding and